In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Mater Salvatoris, in nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Sisters, I am most grateful . What is the difference between the priesthood of the bishops and the priesthood of the priests? I was going to talk about this, of course, at great length. However, just a few points. The bishops have the fullness of the priesthood. Secondly, bishops have the power which no priest has to ordain other bishops, ordain priests. And hear it, a bishop can ordain another bishop or a priest without permission from the Pope. He should not do it, but he can. Once a bishop is himself ordained a bishop, he has the power until death to ordain both other bishops and priests. And this is the problem in our spiritual affairs produced in the church. The Holy Father was ready to have our spiritual affair ordain bishops and priests, but on two conditions. First, that those to be ordained bishops would be approved by the Pope. Archbishop Blair wanted to ordain the men that he wanted to ordain. And secondly, Holy Father said that these bishops must be under the authority of the Pope. And Lefebvre did not accept the Holy Father's orders. He went ahead and ordained, as you know, men as bishops, and then he was Archbishop Lefebvre, was excommunicated, but the priests and the bishops, it will be called the Lefebvreites, they call themselves, unfortunately, the Society of St. Pius X. They are validly ordained, but they are not under the authority of the Catholic Church, and they are not Catholic. One of my responsibilities from the Holy See is to reconcile these bishops and these priests and the people who belong to the Lefebvreite movement. It is not easy. However, many have come back to reunion with Holy Father. Do icons need to be approved by the Church? Well, the word icon simply means image. As you know, it is the Eastern term for what we call images. In general, Eastern Christianity does not, some, but in general, they don't have statues. In general, they mainly have paintings or pictures. And one reason for that is because of the iconoclastic heresy. In the early church, in Eastern Christianity, under the influence of especially the Jews and the Muslims, Christians were declared to be idolaters. And not a few Catholics had been martyred for, worshiping images. Now remember the English language, that awful English language. We do worship, not of course, the image as image, but through the image we worship Our Lady, the angels, the saints, and of course Our Lord too. Pictures of Our Lady, of the Sacred Heart, we worship not the image or the statue as image, but rather the one who is represented by the image. Now back to the icons. Icon is just another word for a sacred image. However, a very important however, all religions have what we call icons. It all depends on whom the icon represents. And consequently, then among the non-Christian religions here in India, are there any Buddhist temples in Calcutta? Probably not many, because the concentration here, as you know, is mainly on Hinduism. However, Buddhism, and in China, Buddhism is very strong in China, right? And they have statues of Buddha. And various call them icons. So, to answer this question, do icons need to be approved by the church? Well, they better be the icons of those whom then we can venerate. Just because it's icon does not mean we can venerate it. It must be the icon or representation, picture, statue, painting, of either Our Lord, or Our Lady, one of the angels, or saints. And consequently approved by the church is first and main condition on whose icon is it. Secondly, even icons that are, shall we say, venerable, that maybe can be venerated, they better, represent, picture, or show Our Lord or Our Lady in a venerable form.